The only way they have to know that the victory's been won is they would always take the captives, they would bind them and take them to the city, march them through the city so the entire city would know, it was kind of a parade, that that we have victory, that here's the opponent, here's the king, here's his soldiers, we have won. Now, in part of the original language, the word triumph, this is very important, it's not a verb, it's a noun. We are not triumphing, we're having a triumph. What is it? It's a parade. What is it? It's a triumph. Do you see that? You see the difference? It's a triumph. That's what they'd call it. They'd have a vast celebration, and the celebration was called a triumph. And a triumph was when you put on display all that's been done, and everybody can see the enemy's been defeated. And Jesus came through, and he had a triumph. He captured the devil and all his team. He bound them so all of heaven, earth, and hell saw that parade, saw that triumph, that moment of victory. Then Jesus is going to come up and pick up his body. Now you laugh if you want to. Everybody usually does, but it's in the scripture. He goes to the garden where his body was buried. And he runs into Mary. He says, "Don't touch me." John chapter 20. He says, "Don't touch me. I've not yet ascended to my Father." He had just come up out of hell, just come up from the triumph that heaven, earth, and hell saw the defeat of Satan. See, and with the defeat of Satan, the mantle of authority passes back into the hands of Jesus. That's why when he faced the disciples at the ascension, he said, "All authority is given unto me." Where did he get it? He got it when he came up out of hell with the key. Now, if you'd gone, you'd have been stuck. Everybody'd been stuck. We didn't have the right nor the power to defeat Satan. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing or having a triumph. Now that word spoil, you go to the refrigerator, my favorite. You know it's the pink stuff that grows. Do you leave your food in the refrigerator as long as I do? I like the green stuff that grows. But the pink stuff's kind of cute. Have you ever grown anything had that pink mold on it? Do y'all not eat vegetables? You know pink? I think pink's for your vegetable eaters. If you haven't seen pink, maybe you should try some carrots for supper and leave them a long time. And they grow pink. Well, nobody's going to eat those. You're aware that they're spoiled, that they're rotten, that they're poison. See, and he spoiled him. Well, you take that, you look at it, it's pink. I clean out the refrigerator every now and then, throw a bunch of stuff out. And it's pink, you throw that right out. And that's what happened to the devil. He came up pink, and God threw him right out. I'm just telling you. This word is used by the translators a lot of different ways. The Rotherham translation, which you probably wouldn't heard of, says Satan was paralyzed. Now, I particularly like that visual image because if you're paralyzed and you begin threatening me, all you've got going for you is your mouth. And by the time you finish talking, I can be a mile down the road. I'm not worried. And what the devil has going for him is his mouth, his power of suggestion. And we're such easy prey. He says it's a brain tumor, and you think, I knew somebody that had a brain tumor one time. Or the doctor suggests some test, and you think, I bet he thinks I have cancer. Power of suggestion. But now Satan's been paralyzed. If you know he's been paralyzed, he can't get you. He can't run for you. And all you've got to do is what Jesus did. Come up with the word of the living God. Have that word plant in your spirit. Said, no, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. And he sent his word to heal me. No weapon formed against me prospers. And then you go, nanny, nanny, booby. Like little kid, he's been paralyzed. One translation says he's been brought to nothing. Well, if I give you a list of groceries and give you no money at all and you don't have any money, we're not going to buy any groceries. If Satan's been brought to nothing, that he's trying to tell you, the scripture's trying to tell you he's fully, completely defeated. He is defeated. Now, listen, he was not eliminated. He does live here. I like the image of one minister. He said, Jesus conquered him, put him in prison, gave you the key, and said, now keep him in prison. And he's all the time tricking us and getting out. But he doesn't have to get out if we know the word of the living God, if we know and understand his defeat. 3 days and three nights, and there was this vast triumph, this great parade and party where heaven, earth, and hell saw Satan bound. That's why the scripture says, Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Now you follow that. It doesn't say whatever's bound in heaven is bound on earth. See, we're all the time waiting for God to do something. But earth always speaks first because you have authority over your life. Because God gave you a free will. It says, whatever you bind on earth, when earth speaks, heaven says, I'll do that for you. Whatever earth allows or doesn't allow, heaven backs us up. And when you decide, no, this is not right. This is a thief that kills, steals, and destroys, that comes to devour. The one that's trying to deceive me and convince me that a lie is the truth. I'm not even too concerned if it is the truth. Because I know he who has the power to set us free.